أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 41 and 42 of Surah An-Nur. The previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Nur. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَى. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about those who accepted this Nur from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and those who rejected it, they turned a blind eye, they turned their hearts away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat and the ayats going forward, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the other creations of Allah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That do you not see, do you not perceive, do you not know that certainly whatever is in the skies or whoever is in the skies and the earth, they make the tasbih of Allah. They glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَاتٍ. And even the birds with their wings outspread, they are moving from one place to another. Even in that condition, they are making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, insan, if you reject Allah, wa na'udhu billah, if you deny Allah, if you do not make the tasbih of Allah, you do not make the ibadat of Allah. One is, we discussed at the very beginning, the malaika, they are continuously in the ibadat of Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah. So in the skies, they continue as Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires, and as Allah had commanded them. In the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the different creatures, the different makhluk, and each one of them make the tasbih of Allah. Between the skies and the earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these birds, that they also make the tasbih of Allah. Now Allah ta'ala says, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. That each and every one of them knows their salat, that is their mode of ibadat, their mode of worship, and they also know the way in which to glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some commentators, ulama, have stated that here Allah ta'ala uses two terms now, salatahu and also tasbihah. So one is whatever Allah had created them for, they fulfill whatever it is. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the sun to give light, to give heat. Allah commanded the sun to move in its orbit. It fulfills that command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala 100%. It doesn't move one degree away from the orbit that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded. It doesn't give one degree extra heat to this world, nor does it give a degree less than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded. It fulfills the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala par excellence. And like that, every other creation, every other creature of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, for what Allah had created them, for what Allah ta'ala commanded them, that also they fulfill, and they also make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, but insan, you do not understand the mode of this tasbih, you do not understand the mode of this remembrance, you do not understand the way in which they fulfill the commandments of Allah, that is not within your knowledge. We may hear the birds chirping, but what chirp is the dhikr of Allah, that we will not be able to point out. And what chirp is other than the dhikr of Allah, that also we will not be able to point out. Wallahu alimum bima yaf'alun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows well what they do, in other words, how they act. Walillahi
Mulkus samawati wal ard, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth. In other words, that will never change. The whole creation of Allah put together makes the dhikr and ibadat of Allah. It does not alter and does not increase Allah's sovereignty in the slightest bit. And wa na'udhu billah, if the entire creation makes kufr of Allah, it does not diminish and bring down the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa ila Allahi al-Masir, and to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone is al-Masir. That is the return. One is the return of all things, and one is to Allah Rabbul Izzat, is the knowledge of everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.